The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi everyone, I'm Dean Vegas and you're listening to the Beach Booster Radio. Did you know that it's the longest freshwater beach in the world? You should be very proud.
Thank you very much.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The 23rd annual Collingwood Elvis Festival, celebrating greatness, took place from July the 28th to the 30th. The Collingwood Elvis Festival is one of the world's largest Elvis festivals. This year marks Elvis's 40th anniversary of his passing, and he still attracts a crowd. People from all over gather to celebrate this iconic artist. Beach Corner got up and personal with some of the Elvis tribute artists, and I'm delighted to bring you a two-part series. Today, you will hear my interviews with a 20-year-old from Florida, Cody Dionath, ultimate champion and great entertainer Dean Z, 2016 ultimate champion Dwight Eisenhower, and our Canadian Elvis tribute artist from Toronto, world champion Gino Monopoly, two-time grand champion Pete Paquette, and from Edmonton, returning grand champion Robin Kelly. The second part will broadcast Wednesday, August the 9th at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Beach Booster Radio, now available at beachbooster.com, and will feature the Elvis Presley Enterprises first ever Ultimate Champion, Sean Clutch, Ultimate Champions, Cody Ray Slaughter and Jay Dupuis, and from Australia, 2000 Grand Champion, Dean Vegas. Congratulations to this year's Grand Champion, Gordon Hendricks from England, who will be representing Collingwood, to be held in Memphis during Elvis Week from August the 11th to the 19th. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm at the 2017 Collingwood Elvis Festival, and joining me is Cody Dionath. I hope I said that correctly.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Well, welcome to Beach Corner. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, I hear this is your first time to Canada. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I hear you came up all the way from Florida.
Well, I'm from Florida, and I started doing this when I was about 2 years old. My grandmother sat me down and put on the movie called Follow That Dream, and I was hooked ever since. And we started performing all over town, and it, you know, just kept growing and growing and growing until, you know, we started going to the contest. And I've been doing live stage performances since the age of 5.
Wow, you look so young. How old are you?
I'm only 20.
Oh my gosh, that's still very young. Are you in school or are you doing this full time?
I graduated 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I'm doing this full time. I was fortunate enough to get to the Ultimate Elvis Contest, which is what these guys are going for. It's called the Ultimate Contest. And I was fortunate enough to win Tampa, Florida last year.
Ooh.
To qualify.
Congratulations.
And then I was fortunate enough to make top 10.
And what do you like about these Elvis festivals?
My friends. I think you'll feature a lot of them. Dean, Dwight, you know, all of those guys are my buddies, and you know, the fans are unlike any other. They're so nice, and you know, they really become family because you see them at every single festival.
Is there a particular song you enjoy performing of Elvis?
Right now would probably be I'll Remember You.
Oh, nice. Why is that?
I don't know. It kind of, there's an Elvis song, I think, for everything or anything that you're going through in life. And right now, it speaks to me. I'll Remember You, because it's such a beautiful song. If you listen to the lyrics, it's a very tender love song that Elvis sang.
And what do you hope to accomplish with your Elvis tribute artist as a musical career and artist as well?
Well, to entertain. That's what we're here for. And you know, it's not so much about the contest at all. You know, it's about the people and entertaining them. And if you can give them a sliver of what it was like to be in his presence, I mean, that's, you've done your job.
And how much time do you put in as far as rehearsal and all that?
Quite a bit. I kind of do whatever the urge hits me at home. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like, it may be 12 in the afternoon or 12 a.m. in the morning, you know?
Wow, and how do you keep yourself motivated? Because, I mean, you know, you're obviously traveling all over the world. You got lots of shows. So what keeps you motivated?
You know, there's something about this. It's something that I love to do. Entertaining the people. Making them happy. And just seeing the world and seeing your friends. I mean, and of course, paying tribute to the greatest entertainer who've ever lived, you know, in Elvis.
And how do you find social media is helping to get yourself out there to discover that, you know, you are an Elvis tribute artist?
It's a whole other platform for you to launch yourself on. And you really have to utilize it because it's shifting over. You know, they didn't have YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff back, you know, when this first started. So it's kind of a huge plus because you get to talk to people that you'd never think about getting in contact with all the way out in, you know, Brazil, Canada, the UK, and the US, you know. So it's kind of a good way to keep in touch with your fans, and if you utilize it, it could be a very big asset to you.
And how does your family feel having an Elvis tribute artist in the family?
they've supported me 100% all the way since I started. But they've always thought that it was a phase, because you know you go through those phases, you know, with Star Wars and at Power Rangers and all that stuff. You know, granted, you know, I'm a big nerd. So all that stuff is kind of stayed. So, but Elvis never went away. It never went away. I always wanted to do it. So they support me 100%.
I'm totally passionate about it. So where can we find more information on Cote, which is spelled C-O-T-E?
Yes, ma'am. You log on to Facebook. I have Facebook. Cote Deonath.
And how do you
Elvis,
spell that?
D-E-O-N-A-T-H.
Okay.
Deonath. At Facebook and C. Deonath. That's C. Deonath at Twitter. And then on Instagram, you can find me as Cote as Elvis. And so just look me up and give me a like. I'm currently maxed out on my friends on Facebook. So
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So follow me and click see first.
Okay.
So that's the
Well, thank you, Cote. It's so nice to have you as my guest. And I wish you all the best of success here at the 2017 Collingwood Elvis Festival.
Thank you so much.
Joining me is the ultimate Elvis champion, Dean Z, who will be performing in Ultimate Beginnings. I'll get it right. Great to see you, Dean.
A lot of ultimates in there.
I know, a lot of ultimates, yes.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
So nice to have you. So, Dean, you started at the age of 3 years old, and you never looked back. For young kids who are contemplating becoming an Elvis tribute artist, what advice can you give them?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. You know, I know how I felt whenever I saw Elvis Presley at 3 years old. I knew that I saw what I thought was almost like a superhero. Well, he was just so magnetic, you know, and I was drawn to him instantly. And I see now a lot of little kids are starting to, you know, kind of the cycle's happening again. People are rediscovering, thanks to the internet, Facebook, YouTube, people are rediscovering Elvis Presley, and that makes me so happy. So the best advice I can give all the kids that are starting is to just make sure they're following their heart and enjoying themselves, and make sure that they're keeping up with their schoolwork at the same time. Because I knew from the moment I started singing Elvis that I wanted to do this, but I knew my parents would only let me if I got good grades.
Good
and
advice.
So you got to make sure you get both in there. You know, don't let one slip for the other. You know, make sure you always take care of the grades, and the fun will follow with the singing.
So you touched a little bit about social media. So how are you enjoying social media and connecting with your audience?
Oh, I love the fact that we're able to push a button and be in everyone's homes and on everyone's news feeds. And that's the beauty of this. Elvis connects us, and Facebook connects us even more. So, because Elvis is our common thread, you know, we all love Elvis Presley. So, I love being on Facebook, and we post videos and go live with jam sessions. And
I've seen that.
I really enjoy that. Thank you. I really have a great time with that. I feel like everyone's in my living room. We're just having an Elvis party with all my friends. So it's a cool thing. I'm glad people have responded so positively to it.
And what I like too is when you do those little video and you'll say, you know, press the little button to tell me that you're there, and you say their names.
Oh yeah,
and that is so cool.
Well, we're all a big Elvis family, you know, and so same thing on Facebook. When I let me know that you're out there. I like to talk to the fans because they're not fans of me. We're all fans of him, and so we're all connecting together. And I feel like that's a really cool kind of common thread in a world that might not have as many common threads as we need.
So you traveled to the Middle East where
Yes.
you performed for the troupe. How was the experience?
That was one of the highlights of my life, not just my career. Performing for the American Army is a honor, and you're performing for people that are dedicating their lives to our freedom and our safety. And so for me, that was a very important, fulfilling moment, and a very humbling one as well, because, you know, you're meeting people that have been away from their families for years upon time. You know, it could be months, could be years, could be, you know, who knows, could be their first day. But what I liked about it was I was able to kind of bring a little piece of home to them all the way in the Middle East, you know, and here we are 10,000 miles away, and we're singing American, you know, music, Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly and all these songs that originated here. So it made me feel really good that I can make them feel at home for those couple hours.
And tell us about your web series on food, music, and culture.
Oh, thank you for asking about that. We have a brand new travel series coming out next month, and it's called Dean Z One Night Only. And it basically is, I'm in your town for 24 hours. Let's see what we can get into with food, music, and culture, something fun about the town. So in, for example, we were in the Twin Cities, and we went to a really great food place that is famous in St. Paul. And then we got into some really fun stuff in Jacksonville. We did some indoor go-karting, some fencing in Worcester, Massachusetts. This really neat, and it's a really fast-paced, snappy edit. And so I think people are going to like it. It's a 3-minute-per-episode, 10-episode series, and it'll be live on Facebook here right around Elvis Week.
So you will be performing at the Ultimate Beginnings. Beginnings with an S, because there's more than one.
Yes.
So what are you looking forward to?
Oh, goodness. Well, I just love working with these guys. You know, we're all a brotherhood, and I mean that in every sense of the word. These are my dear pals, and so it's a great way for us to kind of hang out and just, I think maybe even the show is even more entertaining backstage. It's really fun. You know, we cut up, and I love to make, you know, my friends laugh, and we all just cut up, and it's a good time. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, the Canadian Elvis fans are just so lovely. They're so welcoming. And so for me, I feel like I've got a big Canadian Elvis family here that I'm going to sing for. And then just being back here in Collingwood, there's a magic about this place, and there's an energy about this Elvis Festival that is really hard to find.
And so, how many times have you been to the Elvis Festival? I mean, this is not the first time.
Well, this is not my first time, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to come out here until 2014 was my first year. I was here for 2015. I missed last year, so this is my third Collingwood Elvis Festival, and I hope to be here every year.
But you have a busy schedule, too. You're all over the place.
I'm very lucky to be getting to sing Elvis's music for the whole world, you know.
So what has been the greatest benefit in making a living as an Elvis tribute artist, having said that?
Oh, goodness, that's a great question. There's so many benefits, it's hard to just choose one. I think the thing that I always come back to is the fact that I have the greatest job in the world because I want and get to make people happy. And it's through Elvis's music that I get to do that. And I could very easily be flipping burgers and serving fries like I did after I left high school. And of course, the world needs everybody. But I think that I was actually put here to sing and entertain. And so I get to fulfill a passion and get to provide for my family and and make a lot of great friends along the way. So there's not one thing. I'm just very blessed in my whole life to be able to do this.
So now, looking back at this little boy when you were growing up and having the experience you have today, what would you tell him?
Oh, goodness. That's another great question. What would I say to myself looking back? You know, I would just say, just keep going and enjoy yourself. Don't think too hard. Just enjoy the music and enjoy the experience. I always give that advice for people that are doing contests, not to focus on that contest, but to focus on the people, because the people are the reason that you're there. It's not about a title or anything. I'm very fortunate to have won the ultimate world championship, but the end of the day, that was a show for me where I got to make people in Memphis happy for that show. So just focus on the audience and remember why you're doing it, because you love Elvis.
So where can we find more information on Dean?
Well, you can actually find me on Facebook. Just like you mentioned, you can type in Dean Z as Elvis, or you can type in Dean Zeligman. That's also my personal page. I got tons of followers, and you can get to keep up with my daily life. You get to see pictures of my dogs and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then also you can find me on the internet at deanz.com.
Well, thank you, Dean, for being my guest, and wishing you continued success and have a wonderful time at
thank
the 2017
so
Collingwood Elvis Festival.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Joining me at the Eddie Bush Arena is Robin Kelly, the grand champion at the Collingwood Elvis Festival. Robin, so nice to see you again.
It's great to see you as well.
How was your trip back? From out west.
The trip was great, other than they lost my luggage, but you know, I guess it happens five times.
How often does that happen to you?
It's happened five times coming to the Collingwood Elvis Festival.
No, are you serious?
Yes.
And oh, I'm so sorry.
I kind of expect it every year, so it's not a big deal. I went and had lunch and waited.
Oh, Lord. And how long have you been coming to the Elvis Festival?
My first year I was here was in 2001. I came here, and then in 2002, I won overall grand champion here. Absolutely. And I've been coming back every year as one of their headliners.
And what do you like about these Elvis festivals?
This one specifically, it's the people. Like Rose and everybody that, you know, puts this together, they're like family to me at this point. And it's maybe the one time a year I get to run into a lot of the guys that I get along with, because I'm, you know, all of us were touring all year round. So we don't always get a chance to catch up. So it's like a big family reunion every year, and I love coming here.
And how's the camaraderie with all the other tribute artists?
They're great. They're always there to help you out if you have a problem. If your stuff doesn't show up, with you lose your luggage or something, they're the first ones to say, hey, here's a suit, here's a jacket, here's some pants, here's a boots, you know, whatever it may be. They're, you know, we get a chance to hang out after we're done at night, and everybody gets along really well.
And at what age did you decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, when I was a little kid, I was really into music, and I was in a choir and singing and the whole thing. And then I caught stage fright somehow, and I stopped for quite a few years, and then I got kind of a handle on it, and then I became an Elvis tribute, and I've been doing it ever since. It's great.
And do you have a favorite song that you like to perform? And everyone may have a song that they like.
I have a revolving door of favorite songs. Like, I'll have a favorite song for a while, and then it'll switch. So 20 Days and 20 Nights was my favorite for quite a while. Right now, my favorite Elvis song is called I've Got a Thing About You, Baby. I love the groove of the song. It's just so tender. It's not your typical Elvis, you know, power song or real rock and roll song. It's just a nice, tender, groovy beat, and he sings it, you know, nice and soft. It's right now, it's my fave.
And how do you keep yourself motivated? Because with all these shows and traveling, I mean, it takes a toll on your body and also, you know, your mind as well.
Well, you have to strategically pick times to kind of step away for a little while and kind of regenerate and, you know, heal whatever you've ruined yourself on, you know, on the road and stuff. So I kind of strategically pick a few spots during the year where I kind of step back for a little while and just kind of relax and spend time with family and friends. And then, you know, it also gives me a chance to kind of retouch on a lot of what I need to know for the show, because over time you have to revisit that constantly or it gets sloppy.
So you've accomplished so much over the years. What do you attest to success of your achievements?
luck. Honestly, you know, we're all very lucky to be doing this job, you know, to have people stand behind us. And, you know, I just feel like a very lucky man because I get to go and sing some of the greatest songs in history. I have behind me, I have the greatest fan base ever. Elvis is the biggest superstar in history. And to have, you know, that fan base that comes to see you, it can't get any better. It's really good. I feel very blessed to do this.
Excellent. Where can we find more information on Robin?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I have a Robin Kelly fans page on there. I have my personal Robin Kelly page. And you can also go to www.robinkelly.ca.
Well, thank you, Robin, for being my guest once again, because this is the second time I've been interviewing
yes.
you. Wish you all the best here.
But take care.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Boost. Joining me at the Eddie Bush Arena is our 2016 Ultimate Champion, who will be performing at the Celebrating Greatness show on Saturday, July 29 at 8 p.m. Nice to meet you, Dwight.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad to be doing this with you.
So congratulations on all your accomplishments as an Elvis tribute artist. You are known for his good looks and his amazing voice that has sometimes even been mistaken for Elvis himself. So what has been the greatest benefit in making a living as an Elvis tribute artist?
You know, just I've been able to travel the world. We've gone everywhere. I played Japan, all over Europe, and really just meeting the fans. You know, Elvis fans are they range from 5 years old to 90 years old. You know, so it's amazing that Elvis touches all these generations.
So you have a very busy schedule, performing 4 to 5 shows weekly. How do you keep yourself motivated?
Again, the fans. You know, they kind of pull it out of you. And when you're tired, you think, you know, I can't go do this show because I just got off a 12-hour flight. You know, you go and the fans are showing you love and they're showing you respect. So you just, it really makes it worth it. You know?
So, you were talking about you travel all over the world. What have you learned about yourself in performing all these shows?
You know, it really just, it keeps you on your toes, it keeps you fresh, it keeps you wanting to learn new material. I mean, Elvis recorded over close to 800 songs, so, you know, you can never do the full catalog, but it pushes you to want to do the full catalog, you know.
So tell us about your documentary film about your life as a tribute artist, A Mile in My Shoes.
Right, you know, I was approached by a filmmaker about 3 years ago, and this guy just started following me all over. He would follow me to Las Vegas. He even sent a camera with me to Europe, and I filmed in Europe. So it's just basically, you know, people don't realize, they think you just show up and you're just, there you are, and they don't know what goes into one of these shows, you know. So it really gets you in there and the meat and potatoes of it, you know.
And what do you hope to convey to your audience with this documentary?
Just that it's all the love for Elvis, you know. I mean, yeah, I do this for a living, but I would not do this if I didn't love Elvis Presley. If my mom had not introduced me to the music of Elvis when I was 4, my life would not have been nearly as magical as it is now.
So do you have a favorite Elvis song you enjoy?
Are You Lonesome Tonight? It's my favorite Elvis song.
What do you like about this song
just
so much?
You know, Elvis's voice in that song was just so sweet and pure, and you really felt that he meant those words, you know, that it meant something to him.
So you're performing in the signature show, Celebrating Greatness. What are you looking forward to?
Just getting out there on stage and seeing the Elvis fans and seeing them, you know. What's so great about it is just, if we can just for a moment bring back just a hint of what that would have been like to see Elvis, then I think we've all, you know, done a good job with it.
And what do you enjoy the most at these Elvis festivals?
You know, probably the stories that you hear, the people that saw the real Elvis in concert, and just the comments, the compliments, you know, that, you know, maybe we touched a certain part of their memory that really was a special time in their life, and really makes you feel good, you know?
And how is the camaraderie with other Elvis tribute artists?
Well, you know, we all, we we all have our own little thing that we do, and but we all respect each other for the most part, you know. But you know, we all work the same circuits, and we all have learned to kind of pick up on each other, you know. So sometimes we give each other helpful critiques, you know. I'm definitely open if somebody sees something that I can do to have them come up to me and say, hey, Dwight, you know, we noticed maybe, you know, and that's fine, you know. I think none of us are Elvis. That's what it all boils down to. And the second you believe that you are Elvis is when you should hang it up.
So when you're not being an Elvis tribute artist, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
I love going to Elton John concerts. I'm a huge Elton John fan. I've seen him 93 times in concert. I love to play other music aside from Elvis, play in bands, and play guitar, piano, and just I enjoy all different types of music.
And where can we find more information?
If you go to my website, DwightEisenhowerFanClub.com or DwightEisenhower.com.
Well, thank you, Dwight, for being my guest and wishing you continued success and have a most enjoyable time at this year's Collingwood Elvis
Festival.
Thank
you so much.
Joining me is our very own Canadian Elvis tribute artist, two-time grand champion at the Collingwood Elvis Festival, Pete Paquette. Bonjour.
Hey, bonjour.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
So nice to speak French here.
Absolument.
So I understand you were a substitute French teacher, and by night you sing the international language of love as one of Canada's top Elvis tribute artists. What made you decide to become an Elvis tribute artist?
It all started when I was 8 years old. I saw Elvis on television. I was hooked. I had to perform for my school, a little Elvis show, and it worked out. It was a lot of fun. I got very passionate about the entertainment side.
So what do you like most about Elvis?
I think he was charismatic. He was he's an icon and an idol. A lot of young people look up to him.
And at what age did you decide to pursue a career as an Elvis tribute artist? You said you started young, but when was it when it kicked in to say, this is what I want to do?
Right. I think, in my teens, I would compete a lot. In my early 20s, it started getting more and more serious as a career-style hobby or pastime. So it was a combination. I did work for a bit, and I always work, but I just found it started in my early 20s.
In such a short time, you have accomplished so much. So are you pleased with the success you have garnered?
Yes. No, very, very pleased. You know, it's been 10 years that I've been working very, very hard and with my family to build a company, Paquette Productions, that produces Elvis shows on her own and also does a variety of shows as well. And the Elvis was just amazing to introduce it as one of our first shows in our roster.
Wow. So yeah, you got this Paquette Productions. Now, what made you decide to get into that production and start doing your own shows?
Yeah, that was an idea from my mother-in-law, and I think that it was a way of us to express ourselves in our shows, and I think it was just a path of independence from all kinds of things, maybe whether it's festivals or we can do our own thing, and it was a very exciting time. About 8 years ago,
started. Yes. So you keep a busy schedule. So how do you prepare your mind and body for all these shows?
I just, when I think of doing a show or being in front of an audience, I remember the enjoyment and love I have for it. That's key. If you lose that love, if you lose that enjoyment, it won't, you know, you just won't be so fulfilled. Elvis was the man. I'm a huge fan, and that's what keeps me going.
So what do you hope to convey to the audience with your Elvis tribute shows?
I hope to, for the audience, I just hope that they get back that feeling of what it was. Just that excitement that Elvis brought to the stage, live concerts, the fun songs, the songs that you might not know of as much, just an overall great experience of Elvis and his music.
And social media plays an important part in our daily lives these days. So how are you enjoying this new platform in promoting your shows?
I think social media is amazing. I think that it really reaches out to people in a personal way, and I think people want to see more of who you are as well as your private side, your personal, who Pete Paquette is in real life, and mix it up with Elvis, and it's just a great way of reaching out to people.
Well, I think people could see that the true Pete Paquette. I couldn't help but notice your short YouTube video promoting the upcoming Double Trouble. I mean, that was so funny with Dean Z, scheduled end of August. I mean, this sounds so exciting. I mean, you were so funny in that video. Oh my gosh, you have to take a moment and take a look at this Pete Paquette, this short YouTube video.
I had no idea you saw it already. It's spreading like wildfire.
It's quite funny. What are you looking for? I mean, both of you seem to have such a chemistry. I mean, you both came in and you were just all over each other and having so much fun.
You're right. I mean, Dean and I have worked together for a bit now, and we just we really mesh well as two performers. And yeah, the Double Trouble show will be a great show at the end of August in
Absolutely.
Ottawa and Cornwall.
Nice. So this weekend at the Collingwood Elvis Festival, you're participating in a signature show celebrating greatness. Any special plans as far as performance?
No, I look forward to taking part in as well in some of the voluntary portions of the festival where you can come in and do some songs here and there. But I am looking forward to that Grand Champion performance tomorrow. That's the highlight of the weekend for me, and I'm looking also forward to encouraging the competitors as well. It is a festival and it is a competition, so we're going to have a good time.
So where can we find more information on Pete?
My website, www.paquetteproductions.com, and it's P-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E, productions with an S.com.
Well, merci, Pete.
Avec plaisir.
Ça me fait très plaisir de vous avoir. Thank you for being my guest and wishing you continued success in your endeavors.
Thanks so much.
Collingwood Elvis Festival at the Eddie Bush Arena, and joining me is Gino Monopoly. Pleasure to meet you, Gino.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you so much
for taking time out. I know it's a busy night here. So tell me, what do you like about all these Elvis Festival? You've been an Elvis tribute artist for many years, so what do you enjoy about being Elvis tribute artist?
The camaraderie of meeting people. Every year you see faces you haven't seen in almost a year's time. But it's also an opportunity to showcase your craft to different audiences or around the world. So especially here in Collingwood, being the world's largest, they draw fans from all over the world.
And this is not your first time being at the Elvis Festival. How many times have you been here?
Oh man, we're 17 maybe.
Wow.
Is that right? Yeah.
Wow.
You're dating myself.
Yeah. And I mean, congratulations! You've accomplished so much. So, would you attest the success of your career as an Elvis tribute artist?
Well, work hard and stay humble and just sort of just the same sort of etiquette with any industry. You just sort of be true to your word and honor your word and work hard towards what you put out to do, right? So.
And how has social media changed as far as a performer? Because, I mean, you're out there much more prominent than before. So do you find that has helped to connect with
your fans? It definitely helps build a fan base and connect with people, speak to all over social media. And that just happened throughout my career. So that was sort of transition with that was new to learn and get involved. But yeah, it's definitely a plus. It doesn't hurt the social media aspect. But it does sort of eliminate your privacy somewhat.
Yes, everyone keeps saying that. So what do you hope to bring at the Elvis Festival this year? As you know, it's Canada's 150th birthday, so do you have something special planned?
No, nothing special. We have two shows this weekend and Saturday, and 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So, but we're having Tim E. perform with us at the 2 o'clock show. But yeah, just some gospel numbers, country. We're hitting most of the genres Elvis has covered in his career, and basically just keep true to what his career sort of dictated.
And how do you keep yourself motivated? I mean, you do shows all over the world, so how do you keep yourself motivated?
I'll be honest, it doesn't need too much motivation. It just sort of propels itself. Once the music starts and the band starts vamping, it drives itself. And the industry is that live music, instant gratification with the audience is there's really not too many things like that. So it does really drive itself. So there's not really much motivation I have to do on my part. Just prepare and make sure the show is up and running. And
at what age did you decide this is what you want to do?
Well, I was in my early 20s, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. And do you have a favorite song of Elvis?
Yeah, I like Love Me Tender is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, why do you like that one so much?
It was the first song you know, if you ever took piano lessons as a child, the first song you played was Aura Lee, if you remember Aura Lee. And it was that song, like an old Scottish folk song. And it went dun, 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 dun,
okay.
dun, dun. And that's Love Me Tender.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so.
That's one of your favorite.
It is.
And where can we find more information on Gino?
GinoMonopoly.com, Gino Monopoly fan page.
Excellent. Well, Gino, thank you so much for being my guest.
Diana.
I wish you all the best
awesome.
Of success. Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Cody Dionap, Dean Z, Robin Kelly, Dwight Eisenhower, Pete Paquette, and Gina Monopoly for being my guests and wishing them continued success. Stay tuned for my Beach Corner Part 2 series of Elvis Tribute Artists featuring the Elvis Presley Enterprises first ever Ultimate Champion, Sean Clutch, Ultimate Champions, Cody Ray Slaughter and Jay Dupuis, and from Australia, 2000 Grand Champion Dean Vegas. Scheduled at a special day and time on Wednesday, August the 9th at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Beach Booster Radio. Special thanks to Rosemary O'Brien and Jeanette Mays for making these interviews possible. For a list of this year's winners and for more information, visit CollingwoodElvisFestival.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hi everyone, I'm Dean Vegas and you're listening to the Beach Booster Radio. Did you know that it's the longest freshwater beach in the world? You should be very proud.
Thank you very much.
I'm Donna Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Welcome back to part two of my Beach Corner up and personal interviews with the 2017 Collingwood Elvis Festival tribute artists. Joining me on the show are Sean Clutch, Elvis Presley Enterprises' first ever Ultimate Champion. Find out what movie he portrayed as Elvis. Cody Ray Slaughter, actor, singer, songwriter, and the youngest named Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist by Graceland in 2011. Jay Dupuis, recognized by the Elvis Presley Enterprises as the best Elvis Tribute Artist, holding the title of 2014 Ultimate Elvis. And from Australia, 2000 Grand Champion Dean Vegas, known as the Aussie Elvis and tour guide with over 20 guests from Australia who joined him on this trip to Collingwood. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Joining me at the Collingwood Elvis Festival is the Elvis Presley Enterprises' first ever Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist, Sean Clutch. Nice to meet you.
Back at you.
At what age did you get interested in Elvis Presley?
Probably before I was born. No, I my dad was a DJ in the 50s, 60s, so I'm the only child, so before I could walk and talk, I was listening to music.
And do you have a favorite Elvis song?
If I Can Dream.
Oh, nice. You have an incredible career history as an Elvis tribute artist with many accolades over the years. To what do you attest to your success?
Luck. I don't know. A lot of hard work, being with the right people, and, you know, luck. It's just part of it. It's being in the right place at the right time.
So in 2016, you portrayed Elvis in a new HBO series called Vinyl, produced by Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger. Mm-hmm. How was the experience working with two mega producers?
Not as scary as I thought it would be. In fact, I found something out about myself that I didn't realize, that I am intrigued by the camera and would love to be able to use the talents that I have to become other things. Serpico, Michael Corleone, Rocky, other things that I think that I can bring to the screen or the television set.
So when you hear Sean Clush is the closest thing to the King in concert,
well,
what comes to mind?
A bunch of blind people.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I love them to death, and I'm glad that they feel that way. I could take you outside right now and probably find guys who are 10 times better than I am. I don't know what they see, but
obviously they see something.
I'll take it.
You're gifted.
I'll take it, so, you know.
How has social media influenced your musical career as an Elvis tribute artist?
Well, it's there, so you're not going to get away from it. So it doesn't. It's one of those things that exists. Social media is not only there; it's getting bigger. They're finding more and more ways. I mean, I get letters from people as far away as the Philippines that know who I am. When Elvis was around, that didn't happen because the people in the Philippines were too busy. You know, I don't know. They were cutting a tree down to build a hut. Whatever it is they were doing. But today, it's a different ballgame. They know who you are, what you are, what you wear, and they want to know these things. And once you get in this business, it's not yours. It's not your life anymore. It's theirs. And especially if you get on a level that is bigger than life itself, you begin to understand what he felt, and you begin to understand how not easy life was. With all the fame and riches, with all the cars, with all the any, it means nothing unless you're loved, and it's shot both ways. There's good and bad that comes with it. So I think it's a big explosion with that.
So this marks Elvis' 40th anniversary of his passing. The Calling Elvis Festival is celebrating his greatness. What makes him so memorable?
You know, that's a very, very, very difficult question. The only way I know how to answer it is probably this way. The only way that I could probably answer it is charisma. Once you have it, you're born with it. It's never given to you, only by the Lord or the spirits, if you will. And long after you're gone, it doesn't go away. So I think that's what it is. And I think for a guy who took the early cab at 42, is gone. And I think people don't want it to be gone. They want to see it again, miss that stuff. You know what I mean? And you gotta understand that when he passed away, the people of his generation were only in their 30s and 40s. That's way young to lose a rock star. Bon Jovi's out there almost 50 years. Steven Tyler's out there forever. Mick Jagger, forever. These people are out there. We had Elvis for 42 years, and that was it. And 20 of it was in the, 21 of it was in the business. So what kind of life is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's missed. He's completely missed. And the jumpsuit, the whole, just everything that he added to it. The only guy that ever came close to that was probably Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So, and he's gone, for the love of Pete. He was 50, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to look at it from those point of views, I think.
So you will be performing at the Collingwood Elvis Festival signature show, Celebrating Greatness. So what can we expect at this show from
Sean? A lot of sweat.
That's okay. You'll have all the fans.
I think the Lord gave me the biggest sweat gland in the world. I don't know. I tend to get extremely nervous before I go on because I don't want to let anybody down. And the few times that I have let people down, it has bothered me to the point of, you know, let's just say it's bothered me.
Okay.
So I try not to let myself get to that position anymore.
You must set the bar really high for yourself.
They say that I have. I don't believe that because I live with me. Again, I can say that people have said that, and I'm glad that they feel that way. I don't. That's their opinion, and they're entitled to it, and I'm glad they have that, and I'll gladly accept it. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way about myself, but they do. So, and if they do, I'm grateful to them.
Well, Sean, where can we find more information on you?
Probably the website, nishasonicclush.com.
And on Facebook, obviously,
there's a Facebook. So again, social media, there we go. There it is. And anybody, you could be in the Philippines, you could be in Japan, Australia. I've played Australia, and people know us down there. I land down there. Hey, how are you?
How great is that?
Well, that's what I mean. And how sad is it that Elvis had to do a satellite program for anybody to see who he really was? Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that till almost the end of his life.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you, Sean, for being my guest and wishing you continued success.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I hope we have a good time.
Joining me is the Ultimate Elvis Champion, Cody Ray Slaughter, who will be performing at the Ultimate Beginnings. Great to see you, Cody.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So how are you enjoying the Collingwood Elvis Festival so far?
So far, so good. The weather's nice. It's not too hot, not too cold, and you know, we're surrounded by Elvis, so it's perfect.
What's your favorite part of these Elvis festivals?
Meeting the Elvis fans is my favorite part. Hearing the stories from them, them telling you how you bring back a certain memory, is probably my favorite part. Performing is great, but doing it for them is my favorite part.
So, Cody, you have performed as Elvis in the Tony Award-winning production of the Million Dollar Quartet. You were the youngest named Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist by Graceland. You made an appearance on The Late Night with David Letterman and performed on the same stage as Elvis on The Ed Sullivan Show. Are you pleased with your accomplishments?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's a dream come true because whenever I was little, I didn't think that I would be doing this. But I'd really say that God has a plan, so it's pretty amazing going from a bedroom listening to Elvis, watching his movies, and other music too. You know, I love all kinds of music, but to get to do this and travel around and just kind of happen like that is really just amazing. So it kind of shows me that I'm on the right track and there's someone looking out for me. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased.
So you have achieved so much over the years, from acting, singing, songwriting, and being an Elvis tribute artist. What keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated? What keeps me motivated? Just knowing that we're not going to get out of here alive, you know? We're not going to live forever, and this is something that makes people happy, and it shows my family things that they never would have seen before, maybe. Just, you know, sticking to the plan. I mean, I don't know what the plan is, but I know that this is the route that God has me on. So I just kind of just say, you know, while I'm here and able to do things, just keep doing what you're able to do, you know.
And what do you enjoy most about being an Elvis tribute artist?
What do I enjoy most about being an Elvis tribute artist? I have to say, just the experiences that comes along with it. Meeting people, like we talked about before, but I think when people come up to you and they're crying and they're talking about how they lost a loved one the week before, or they're going through hard times, and then they tell you that for that little time while you were on stage, or you took a picture with my mom before she passed away, you know, it's more than just dancing and singing like Elvis. It's this whole spiritual thing that comes with it, you know. So people leaving their troubles at the door or something, or they're crying in your arms or anything like that, really is my favorite part of it. I mean, you know, and it's great too, you know, the benefits that come with it, getting to travel, getting to do things that you never would have got to do, all the perks, you know, are nice. But if you want to get deep with it and spiritual with it, that's got to be it for me.
So looking back at this little boy when you were growing up, what would you tell him, knowing what you know today?
I would say, listen to mom. I mean, I listened to my mom and dad the best I could, you know. But listen to mom and dad and don't take it for granted and enjoy every second and don't stress out too much. Don't get ahead of yourself. Just live in the moment and take care of yourself, you know, and everything's going to work out just fine.
So you will be performing in the Ultimate Beginnings show. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to getting through the set and not screwing up too bad. And that last song, feeling like I did the best I could and being happy with it is what I'm looking forward to.
So what has been the greatest benefit in making a living as an Elvis tribute artist? You touched about a little bit, but if you could elaborate a little bit more.
Well, I've been to all 50 states. I've been to Australia, Germany, just about everywhere. Of course, Canada. Met a million people I never would have met otherwise. Priscilla, met her, and Jerry.
How was that experience meeting
Priscilla?
Great.
It was fantastic.
Because I know you have a picture with her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic woman. I mean, it's just really something else. It's something else. I get lost in the question that you ask because I know I go everywhere, but everything is just the benefits is everything. I mean, everything is the benefit. You know?
The whole package.
The whole thing. I mean, how I can stay above water, you know, financially too. You know, Elvis really laid out the red carpet for all of us, and yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So, where can we find more information on Cody?
Just go to CodySalter.com or go to Google. You know, don't believe everything you read, and just go check it out. YouTube, Facebook, just everything. Just go to Google and let her rip.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cody, for being my guest and wishing you continued success and have a wonderful time at the 2017 Collingwood Elvis Festival. But before you go, can you please introduce one of your favorite Elvis songs?
Sure. I'd like to introduce Mean Woman Blues.
And why is that?
Because in 2011, I did this Ultimate Elvis competition. And people seem to have held on to that the most. So I, being here at an Elvis Festival, I'm going to be doing it here in a little while. So Mean Woman Blues.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah. Festival at the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena, and joining me is Jay Dupree. Jay, so nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you too, sweetie.
And you come here every year. I see you all the time.
It's my fourth time being here, yeah.
Wow. So how's it going? How do you enjoy these Elvis festivals?
I love them, and this is one of the best ones, really. The people here are like, they get it. They get the whole Elvis phenomenon, you know, and they get what we as tribute artists are trying to do. We're just trying to recreate and maybe let them have a small memory of what they remember of you know, Elvis being.
And social media these days is like plays an important part in our lives. How are you using this medium and promoting your Elvis tribute artists?
Well, it's actually amazing what social media does for it. I mean, of course, we have posts that go out at least once or twice a day, you know, like to keep the people interested, to create more fans. Social media is amazing. It is probably one of the single best tools that's been created for advertisement and self-promotion, really.
And what has been the greatest benefit for you being an Elvis tribute artist?
I get to travel the world and meet amazing people, you know. I can't believe after 40 years this man is gone and he's still packs out a crowd, you know what I mean? It's amazing. But that's probably the best thing for me is that, well, to tell you the truth, I met my wife from performing Elvis, you know. She's from the UK. I'd have never met her, you know. But her mom's a huge Elvis fan, brought her to Memphis, and we meet, and the rest is history. Now we're married and have a 3.5-month-old child.
Oh, you know? Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How exciting. So being an Elvis tribute artist, how do you keep yourself motivated? Like you just said, you travel all over the world. How do you, you know, keep yourself going because you're doing shows after shows?
Well, before I had this, my new family, it was the love for Elvis. And it's still a love for Elvis. I believe this man should get 150% of me when I'm on stage. So I'm going to give 150% every time I walk on a stage, whether I'm performing for 1 or 1,000 people. That keeps me motivated because I have such a love for him as the world's greatest entertainer of all time. That keeps me motivated. Also, now I have to work, you know, to make sure I provide for my family, you know, so that keeps me, my family motivates me too, you know, so it's the best of both worlds for me. I get to do this because I have to support my family, and I have a love for Elvis, so every time I'm on stage, it's exactly what I want to be doing.
So it's a win-win for
yeah,
you. And how much time do you put in as far as preparing for all these festivals that you go around the world?
Well, like time preparing? Like,
as far as rehearsals and singing that goes along with it.
I just got back from Japan. I came straight from Japan to here. I was there for 2 weeks, and I probably sang 30 songs a night, and I sang every night. So lots of singing. And the one good thing about most of these bands that's out there that perform to back these Elvis guys is they know the stuff, you know, so we don't have much rehearsal. If anything, it's like we discuss versions, you know. So luckily, there's not a lot of rehearsal time with this, maybe an hour before the show just to touch up on some things to make sure we're familiar with each other. But there's so much material out there of Elvis's material, you know, that it's really easy to say, hey, look, I'm going to do this version. And they can just go look it up online, and then we'll just try to do it exactly like that, you know.
And the era that you're doing for Elvis, you're doing like the 70s, right?
I do early 70s,
early,
yes.
Early 70s.
I do from 68 to 73 is what I do. So like tomorrow night I'll be here, and I'm doing, tonight.
Yeah, the last day.
I do the 68 special, so I'll be in leather tonight. But I normally do early 70s, like 1970.
Excellent. And how's the camaraderie with all the other Elvis tribute artists?
You have your guys every now and then that's a little diva, you know, that think they're better than the others. But for the majority, it's a brotherhood. You know, everybody wants to uplift the other, and if you can help out another, or especially like a newcomer, you know, you step in and you say, hey man, let me help you. You know, because I remember that's what they did with me when I started just 6 years ago. You know, they stepped in and they said, we want to help you. You know, and that's the one of the things that. It's one of the things I dislike about winning the ultimate. You know, of course I'm so happy I won the ultimate, but I don't get to compete anymore. You know, so which I'm glad I don't have to compete anymore.
So you don't have that,
but I don't
extra
get to,
stress of going out
yes,
there and competing.
I love that I never have to compete again, because where do I go from the ultimate? There is, you know.
That's as high as you can go.
That's it. But one of the things I really miss from it is the camaraderie with the other guys. You know, whenever you get there to compete, here's all these other guys that, you know, that you've created a friendship with, and I don't get to have that much anymore, you know. You know, I get to come out and watch them for a little bit, then they're ushering me off to go get ready for a show, you know. So I don't really get to visit with them much, you know.
So where can we find more information on Jay?
Well, of course, Jay Dupuy as Elvis on Facebook. My website, Jay Dupuy as Elvis, www.jaydupuyaselvis.com. And it has my full schedule and everything. And I'm around the world, so I'm sure I'll be passing by someone, you know. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jay, for being my guest. I'm wishing you continued success. It's always a pleasure to see you here at
Absolutely.
The Hollywood Elvis
always
Festival.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, sweetie.
Thanks. Known as the Aussie Elvis, the 2000 Grand Champion and Tour Guide with 20 guests from Australia. Joining me is Dean Vegas. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me on your show.
And welcome back to Collingwood. It's been 6 years since we've last seen you at the Collingwood Elvis Festival. However, I hear it took you 2 days to travel from Australia to Canada due to delays.
Yes,
this has been a long trip for you and your guests.
You know what? But
it was worth it. So we're here now, and we're having a wonderful time, and it's so good to see people that actually I met 18 years ago when I first came to Collingwood, and they're still here. So that is wonderful to see. It's
how
beautiful.
How wonderful that is. So how are you enjoying your stay now that you have finally arrived?
Look, it's great. It's the hardest part is getting, 22 people running around the place, pick them up, drop them off, do all those sort of things.
Because you're doing a tour guide with them.
Yeah, right? Doing a tour guide. So we brought them over from Australia. We're going to Las Vegas. We're going to New Orleans. We're also going to Niagara Falls. And then Tupelo, Nashville, Memphis. So it's 26 days we're on the road for.
Wow, that's a huge trip.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's wonderful. It's good.
So you have an incredible career touring around the world, as you just mentioned.
I'm blessed.
Performing in Dubai,
yeah.
China, Bali, to name a few. You are the first official Elvis marriage celebrant in Australia.
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
What has drawn you to become an Elvis tribute artist?
Elvis. I fell in love with Elvis when I first saw him as a kid. About 10 to 12 years old when I first saw him, I thought, wow, this guy is just amazing. He's just the aura, the presence, the voice, the charisma, and that's the sad part. A lot of singers and entertainers, and they're very talented. They write their music, they do everything. They compose, they do everything. But when they're on stage, they don't have nowhere near the charisma that Elvis had. So Elvis is unique. That's why, 40 years on, we're celebrating Elvis's anniversary. Now, who else is doing that anywhere around the world? Elvis is unique. He's just one of a kind. That's it. Never be another Elvis.
So let's go back to when you won the 2000 Grand Champion at the Collingwood Elvis Festival. From that moment, how has your life changed?
Look, it was beautiful for the fact that it opened up so many doors in Australia. And the fact is, back then, I don't know how it is so much now, but back then the mentality is, if you're Australian, you're no good. So, if you came from America, if you came from Canada, Britain, whatever, oh, wow. People will pay $100 to see you. But if you're from Australia, oh, no, we're not going to pay $10. That's too much. You're Australian. So, obviously, you're no good.
Wow.
And that's what I had to cope with. So, my main reason I ever came to Collingwood, the first reason was to get established, to say, look, I was hoping I'd get in the top 20 in the world so I can go back to Australia and say, look, I'm pretty good. I'm top 20 in the world. Book me. Book my show. And that was the main reason. And I came out here and got third. And came back the next year and won the competition. And it really opened up so many doors for me. So it was the best thing I ever did in my life. And
so what are some of the perks in winning these Elvis titles?
Look, for me personally, it was basically to try and get work in my home country.
Okay.
Who really didn't recognize you for the fact that you're local. And that's a sad part. I'm so proud of Canadians. I see people get up there and they're Canadian, or, in America, he's an American, and everyone, the local guy, just everyone goes crazy for. In Australia, before I came out here, it was, you're the local guy, so we have to put up with listening to you, but we don't really want to, you're local. The fans, let me fix that. The fans love you. The clubs and managers and all that, well, why would we book you because you're a local? So they have no interest. That's the sad part.
Wow. So tell us about when you ran for mayor of the Gold Coast.
Look, I'm one of those people that I can't sit down and watch things fall apart without making a stand. And so many people in this world, sadly, they whinge and carry on and complain, but they won't do anything about it. So I figured, well, instead of whinging and complaining, I know things aren't right, I'll put my hand up and ran for mayor. And at the time, there was three of us. There was a current mayor, one other person that ran, which was an ex-Olympian in Australia. So everyone knew him. He won the Olympic Games and running back in the 50s, I believe it was. So he's a household name. And myself, the Elvis guy. but I still managed in the first time I ran, we managed just on 24,000 votes.
Wow, good for you.
That was excellent.
So what made you decide to become a marriage celebrant? I mean, that's, pretty special.
My mentality is, why let people go travel to Las Vegas and be married in Vegas when we can get married in Surfers Paradise, which, if you look up Surfers Paradise, Gold Coast, Australia, it is beautiful. We have white sandy beaches, we have high rises, we have six theme parks within a 40-kilometer radius. So it's absolutely beautiful. So why not come to the Gold Coast instead of going to Vegas? That was my whole idea behind it, and it still is. So I've officiated over 100 weddings across Australia, and still going. So
I understand you renewed your marriage vows recently with your beautiful wife, Kay, who's the lookalike of Priscilla Presley. Can you tell us about this?
Look, that's been a lot of fun. Kay is a Priscilla lookalike. And a few years ago, when she came to Australia, she's from Texas, and we said, okay, while we're doing the wedding renewals, where we get married, and we started this thing that we're married, and it's gone all over Facebook, and I've had people from all over the world, oh, congratulations, you and your wife, and and then we renewed our wedding vows a year after, and this year again, so that's the third year.
It's become an annual event.
It's become an annual event, but we're not actually married, but it's fun, and we have a ball with it, and we milk it.
Oh, that's good. So what are some of the highlights of your career over the years?
Look, I two things that stand out in my mind. The first thing, when I won in Canada, that was my jaw dropped to the ground. I couldn't believe it. I honestly didn't think they were going to let me win, because there was an American, a Canadian, and an Australian in the finals. And I thought, there's no way in the world, being in Canada, I was going to win. So the surprise and the shock, more than anything, that I actually won was just unbelievable. And then on the same night, they called me back on stage, and I've gone, here we go. Look, they've made a mistake. They're going to take it off me. So I went on stage, and they gave me another award, and I'm going, what's this for? And they said, well, this is the award that's given out by all the other competitors. They vote for the person that best depicts Elvis. And in that year, I won that as well. So that was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And then in 2007, I became the first person in the world to receive the key to the birthplace of Elvis. So how do you actually
top... So how was that? How did you feel about that?
I couldn't believe it. Are you sure? I thought maybe they thought, oh, this guy's come all the way from Australia. Have we got anything to give him to say thank you for coming? What's this thing over here? It's a key. Oh, just give it to him. Just to say thank you. Look, I'm so honored and so blessed.
I mean, Australia must think you're a superstar now. That's it.
Look, I'm blessed. I really am blessed. And even if I stop doing what I'm doing tomorrow, I've had the best life in the whole wide world, and I've got no complaints whatsoever.
So you're very active on social media, especially on Facebook. How much of an impact has it had on your career?
I honestly don't know. I don't follow it that much, as in I'm on there day and night, but I like to share what I do with people.
Because you do have a lot of little videos, I've noticed.
Yeah, I like to share what I do and put it up there so people can experience what I'm experiencing. But what you get out of that, I mean, for me personally, if the audience enjoy that and all the fans around the world, I suppose it gives you a worldwide audience. If they enjoy that, I'm in heaven. I'm blessed. But at least they can share what I go through.
And looking back at your career, is there something you wished you would have done differently?
You know what? I don't think there is anything I would do differently. Everything I've done, and even in the first 5 years before I won this competition, it was so hard that I tell the audience in the show sometimes I tell stories and I say, you know what, for the first 5 years it would have been easier for me to knock on a club store or agent or whatever, open it, slam it in my face and go home. That would have been more dignified than what I had to go through. But I still persisted and I still, you know, continued, and I'm blessed that I did. I'm so thankful that I did, because if I would have stopped, I wouldn't be here talking to you now. So yeah, that's the, and the rest is history. I mean, put it this way, my income for 12 months in the first year was $450 in 12 months. Now you've got to think back, and I was doing this full time. I didn't want to do anything else, so that was my full time job, and that's what I earned. Yeah. So I had to go back to my trade, which was a paver, to try and get some supplement the income, because I wanted to do this full time, you know. And it sort of picked up along the way. Second year, I think I made $14,000 in 12 months, you know. But $14,000 is when you got to pay your bills and your car and your petrol and your, it's nothing. But this is what I wanted, so it was worthwhile the sacrifice.
So tonight it's the champion's farewell. Mm-hmm. What are you planning for the event?
Look, you know what? Now that it's the farewell, I'm just going to let loose and I'm going to party big time. And people that have seen me in Collingwood know how I party. But, forgive me for anything I might do. But, that's it. It's fun time.
So where can we find more information on Dean?
On Dean Vegas? DeanVegas.com. And we've also got the website, the Facebook link to that. The Facebook is Dean Vegas at Tribute to Elvis. They can like our page. Unfortunately, the Dean Vegas Facebook, the 5,000 limit, we reached that about 2 years ago, and we keep asking people to go to the like page, as we can't fit any more on. Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone.
Well, thank you, Dean, for being my guest, and wishing you continued success. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. And should I say,
I'll see you, baby. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I hope you enjoyed this two-part series of my Beach Corner Up and Personal Elvis Tribute Artist interviews. I would like to thank Sean Clush, Cody Ray Slaughter, Jay Dupuis, and Dean Vegas for being my guests, and hope to see them again at the next Collingwood Elvis Festival. Special thanks to Rosemary O'Brien and Jeanette Mays for making these interviews possible. And an extra special thanks to my producer, Joe Bickerstaff, for putting this two-part series together. Congratulations to this year's grand champion, Gordon Hendricks from England, who will be representing Collingwood to be held in Memphis during Elvis Week from August the 11th to the 19th. For a list of this year's winners and for more information, visit CollingwoodElvisFestival.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chicky. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.